Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
Hello, this is Anana Mouse, bringing you another podcast. This podcast, I'm going to demonstrate something called Be My Eyes, as it spells just like it sounds, B-E-M-Y-E-Y-E-S. A lot of you probably already heard about Be My Eyes, and for those that haven't and still want to hear a little demonstration on it, this is for you. Be My Eyes is a new app that does something different than I've ever seen, and it's I think it's kind of a neat little revolutionary kind of a new app that has just come out, and that's going to help us visually impaired people to identify or get help when we need to get things identified and help us out in certain spots. So we have always had something like VisWiz, which came out several years ago, I believe. And the neat thing about VisWiz when it first came out was that it allows you to take an image of a picture of what you want to be identified, and then you send in a small audio clip to have the volunteers on the other end try to help you figure out what you want to be told about it, the item that you're taking a picture of. But the problem with that, just very much like TapTapC, is that when you take a picture, it's hard to get the picture right, so you got to have it right in the right place for they can be able to help you. So I know some people have some issues about trying to get the correct position and get the right camera, and they have to do it several times. Which brings up the factor of the TapTapC, which also offers the same functionality and feature, which you're able to take a picture and then upload to a human person on the other end that will be able to interpret it and give you the information back. But the problem with either one, VisWiz is now not working at all. It's defunct and it doesn't work. There's nobody there to answer or anything. And TapTapC is now a paid subscription, which you have to pay per image that you capture and send up to them. So you get X number of dollars for X number of shots. But the problem with that is that because you can't tell the volunteer exactly what you want identified of a specific detail. So if you want something more detailed than just something, they're not going to be able to help you. It may take you 2, 3, 4 more times to send up a picture before they might get the inkling to understand that you're wanting something more out of the picture. But it's, you know, there's a lack of communication, so it understands. There's understanding why it sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't for what you need. So, which brings back to Be My Eyes, which is totally revolutionary. It takes all those ideas and made something better of it. And what's cool about it is that when you connect with the volunteer with this, the purpose of this part of the Be My Eyes is that it allows you to connect to a human person on the other end by video and audio. So they will be able to see a live video feed of what you want them to look at, and you, at the same time, you can talk with the person about what you want to know in specific. This is really kind of cool. But there are some drawbacks, and I'll kind of mention to you what those are at the end of the podcast. I'll just kind of sum it up and what I found and what I like about it and what I didn't. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into Be My Eyes. Really, there's not much to see in Be My Eyes. When you first open up Be My Eyes for the first time, you have the opportunity to tell them, there's several things. You'll have to sign in as a Facebook account, or you have to set up with an email address. And then you'll have the opportunity to say, do I want to do this as a visual sighted person or non-sighted person? So obviously, for our sake, we want to do the non-sighted. So the reason that the vision is in there is because how this works, it's based on community volunteers. So they need all the volunteers they can get all over the world, not just here or there, but everywhere, because it'll make a bigger difference. The more and more people that have visual sight that can help out for us nine-sided people, so we can be able to use this the way we would like to. So encourage your mother, father, students, anybody, friends that do have sight that can help out. You don't have to help out all the time. It does have, I believe, where you can set up hours where you'll be available for, and then it just stops asking you. And if you can't do something, you can just dismiss it. and we'll go on to the next volunteer that's ready to do so. So it's not like they have to do any commitment, but if they got time, wonderful. So we're now going to go to the non-sighted part. So when you double tap on that, it's going to ask you that we need to have access to your microphone and we need to have access to your camera. So you'll have to double tap on the microphone and it'll say, Be My Eyes need to have permission to the microphone. So we'll give that permission and then the same for the camera. And once those two have been set to give permission, we're now free to go into the app itself. The app itself is very, very simple. There is not much to go over. So let's see what we got here.
Setting. Connect to first available helper button.
The first thing you're going to have here is connect to the first available helper. And that is a button towards the top. And as I flick to the right.
Settings button.
It's settings. And I'll flick one more to the right. Oops.
Connect to first available helper. Settings. Connect to first available helper. Settings button.
Okay. Okay. Go to settings. Double tap on settings.
Back button.
The back button's at the top left-hand corner. That is the, let's go back to the back. And
settings. Heading.
We'll get to the settings heading here.
First name. Thomas. Text field.
As I flick to right, it's going to go through your profile name. So obviously mine's set up for Thomas, and then the surname would be Donville.
Surname. Donville. Text field.
Okay, and then one more would be my email address.
Email. Thomas at finickyhouse.com.
So that's my email address.
Double tap to edit.
Flick one more to the right.
Languages. English.
Right now, by default, it's by English. Hopefully, by further along it gets, the more languages there are going to be available for everybody outside of the native tongue of English. That will, of course, need more community volunteers that can speak in those native languages that you prefer other than English.
Add languages button.
And that's how you can add the additional languages is by hitting the add button. So we'll go ahead and to the right.
Give feedback on the app button.
You can give the feedback to the app itself if you have interest to give them better feedback.
Empty list.
And then we got the empty list.
Log out button.
We have the log out option.
Version 1.2.45.
And the version of the Be My Eyes. And that is it. So there's not much in here for you to have to come into and set or do anything to make this work. So we'll go back to the top left.
First surname. First name. Settings. Back button.
Okay, we'll go to the back.
Back. Connect to first available helper button.
All right, so we're ready. Let's go ahead and connect to our first available helper and see if they can help us identify a couple of clothing items that I have prepared here. And as you can hear and listen to them, you'll understand why I picked these things. So let's go ahead and do a double tap on this.
Connect to first. Creating request. In progress.
It's going to create a request, and as soon as it connects to the server, it's going to make some chiming noise. It's kind of a music. And once you hear the music, that means that you are now connected to the server. And there we go.
Waiting for other part.
Now we have to wait. Now you do have one option in here if you flicked it right.
Waiting for other part. Disconnect.
You have disconnect. And if you want to disconnect anytime, you can disconnect. Otherwise, we'll go back.
Waiting for other part. Ellipsis.
And then we'll just sit here and wait for a helper.
Connected to other part.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. I got a jacket that I'm going to put on today. I have a couple jackets, and I just need to know the color of my jacket. I have a couple colors here.
Yes.
You know what color that is?
This is a black one.
It's a black one?
With a white logo, Apple Fizz.
Okay. Thank you so much. So I got I got a black one with the Apple Fizz logo. Good, because I have a white one, too. And then one more. I need... I have a pair of socks that I have. I want the darker one. I know I have a white one and a black one, I think.
No, it's two white ones.
Oh, they're two white ones. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much. That would help me so much to not get into that trouble. Okay. Thank you so much for your help, and thank you for helping me. And I
no
appreciate
problem.
It. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Disconnect button. What? Disconnect. We hope you receive the help you requested. Done.
And then there's the done button. So what I've basically done is I talked to the helper, as you just heard, and they were able to help me identify. I have a couple jackets, and this one was a black jacket and had an Apple Viz logo. I was kind of hoping they'd be able to say that, and they did, which is kind of cool. And then I thought I had a dark pair of socks and a white pair of socks, but apparently they were both white. So that was very helpful for me because I thought I had put the black socks on one side of my drawer where I always keep the dark side. So this is kind of cool that it can help you immediately like that. I really love how this is set up, and I can be able to ask them any question I want. Beautiful. Awesome.
Report button.
Okay, you have the report button.
Done button.
There's a done button.
Report button.
Report, and that's it.
Done. We hope you receive the help you requested.
Okay. Basically, the report button is if you have any time, you have any problem with the person that you're dealing with, they're not giving you their correct information, or they're clowning around, or things like that, the things that I have fear about the app itself, you can do a report. So I'm not going to do a report, so I'm just going to hit done.
Done button.
Double tap on done.
Connect to first available helper button.
And then we're back to the connect to the first available helper. So as you can see in this demonstration how this works, the potential is immense for this, and I think it can do so well. And at the time of this recording, it is a free app. And my demonstration I did with this was an iPhone 6 with iOS 8.12, which is 8.1.2. Now, some of the pros and cons, obviously you saw the pros about the Be My Eyes and why I think it could be so immensely useful for everybody. The cons is that because it's originated and started in the Europe area, the community-based helpers there is great. If you do this during the day in the state time, the help can be quite immediately, as you just saw. It probably was maybe no more than 30 seconds, maybe a minute at the most. So that timing can be very cool when there's a lot of helpers. So this does work outside. So if you're out and about and you need something to identify, a street sign or anything that you just need help with, this is a perfect opportunity to use this. The downside I can see of this is because it's community volunteers and because it's early on, there could be a wait time because there's so many of us trying this out for the first time, and it can take anywhere from 30 seconds up to about 5 minutes during the daytime in the States. However, what I do notice a difference, and it's pretty self-explanatory why this is an issue, but when I did this last evening about 7 o'clock and about 9 o'clock state times, and I'm thinking this will possibly go into Australia and Asian country area, I was on hold for 20 minutes each, and I never got a helper. And I think that's because we don't have the lack of, it hasn't established the community helper for those areas. So the more we spread the news about this app, the more it will be more useful for all of us worldwide. And so it's going to help us tremendously if we get the word out. So get the word out to your friends, family, anybody that can help us out. And so we can get those times where we need the help to work. Because otherwise, it's pretty useless. When I couldn't use it last night, I'm not going to sit around for 20 minutes just to see what jacket I got. I got to go. So wonderful app. I see a lot of potential in this. Awesome. Go get it. If you haven't tried it, do it. Be My Eyes, free app, and it's worldwide. Go for it and get it. Well, my name is Anonymous. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you have any questions, you can email me at thomas@applevis.com, or you can Twitter me. If you follow me on Twitter, at @Thomas_Donville. Phonetically, this Donville is Donald, Oswald, Mickey, Victor, Ichabod, Lilo, Eeyore. So as Thomas_Donville, follow me, I'll follow you back. You can direct message me there too. So there you have it. Be My Eyes. Thank you guys. I'll see you next time. Goodbye. God bless.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applevis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.